10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fierce fighting in southern Gaza is leading to more civilian casualties. The White House says President Biden spoke to Israel's prime minister today. Both leaders facing renewed pressure for a ceasefire. ABC's Inez de la Quintara is in Israel.
The humanitarian situation in Gaza as dire as ever, possibly more dire than it's been. We understand that at least 350 people were killed in just the last 24 hours. And Doctors Without Borders saying that there are now more people who've been killed who are being brought to the hospital than people who've been injured, and that is a first in this war.
Police say the gunman in yesterday's shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus was 67-year-old Anthony Polito. Police say he was disgruntled after being turned down for a job. 82 years ago today in Hawaii, Japanese fighter planes attacked Pearl Harbor, killing more than 2,400 military members and civilians. Ceremonies today remembering the fallen and marking the event that drew the U.S. into World War II. This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now. Have him declare as a...
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Nurses at Essentia's First Street Clinic are moving forward with a vote to unionize. According to a Northern News Now report, the nurses hope to be represented by the Minnesota Nurses Association so they get a fair voice at the table on issues of pay equity, representation, and decision-making with patient care. The nurses say the hospital's priorities are being driven by business with expansions and mergers. Essentia Health responded saying they don't believe unionizing is in the best interests of their patients and colleagues. Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says lawmakers are nearing a deal to allow the blocked pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees to take effect. The pay raises have been blocked by State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in an effort to pressure the universities to stop spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Universities of Wisconsin officials say while they have been working with Speaker Voss on an adequate compromise, they don't believe negotiations are nearing the end. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, 46. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 49.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. It doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. America's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A man died in a rollover crash in Burnett County on Wednesday afternoon. According to the Burnett County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 2 p.m. on Wednesday near the intersection of County Road C and Devil's Lake Road in the town of Oakland. Law enforcement officials believe the man failed to navigate a curve in the road and the car rolled over, partially ejecting the driver. Authorities pronounced the man dead at the scene, but the driver's dog was found by first responders near the scene of the crash. Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says he opposes a bill that would give the Republican-controlled legislature the power to oversee elections. The bill would dissolve the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission and turn the duties of the commission over to the Secretary of State, who would be directed by the legislature. LeMahieu said in an interview with the Associated Press he doesn't believe the bill will come up for a vote, and he didn't want to turn over the commission's responsibilities to the Secretary of State.
And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 32. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, 46. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 50.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwava, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwava, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Collier County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.